Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We are going to have a fabulous night tonight. Our show is a special show based on hearing about your miracles. So we put that out in a blast through our company, thehealingtrilogy.com, and we put that on Facebook. So we basically really want you to call in tonight at 515-605-9709. We want to hear, we want to answer your questions, of course, about, loved ones that have crossed over and your medical conditions. But tonight was a special show about hearing about your miracles. What kind of miracles have you had in your life? If you've had a spontaneous healing through the Holy Spirit, through the fifth dimension, what kind of miracle has happened to you? You know, a lot of times we've had miracles and we don't proclaim them. A lot of times the way we pray, we're always asking God. Instead of asking, let's thank God. Thanking God, actually, miracles happen faster into our lives, because sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, the doctor said I only have 24 hours to live, or the doctor just gave me this horrible diagnosis and I don't know how to face the situation. So how do I pray? How do I go about, this situation with healing this long-term illness or this short-term crisis in my life, maybe emotional, or I need to find a place to live, or financial burdens happening in my life. So I go to God and I ask and I ask and ask, and I'm not getting anywhere. Well, in asking, sometimes we have to reverse that and just keep thanking, thanking God, praising God, instead of going in this sort of circle and spinning. Becomes this exhilarating energy that starts to happen, and the suffering and the pain is released, and it's left in a third dimension. And all of a sudden, this rainbow starts to happen. This energy starts to shift. And we start to embrace this fifth dimension consciousness. We start to fill our body with trust and love and light through the grace of God's loving energy. And all of a sudden, all the shifts start happening. Other people start appearing. Things start to open up for us that we never thought that could happen. Ideas, brainstorming, other opportunities start to appear because our outlook changes. Even we may have a dream. Somebody may come to us in a dream. We start praying more, being more, getting on our knees more and really thanking and thanking and thanking and being in this gratitude state of mind, humbling ourselves, seeing that it's not going to go in a certain way that we wanted, but it's going to go in another direction. And in that direction, it's actually bigger and wider and more amazing. So everyone can have this amazing shift where the angels and the guides come in, they heal our scars and turn them into triumphs. And you can have this emotional wound healing, not only inner childhood healing, but it's an adult awakening. And so, I got some really interesting news this week. I've lost, people have heard when they listen to me, I lost somebody that was very close to my heart just a few months ago. And then I had another loss just a few days ago. Someone very, very close to me, a family member, passed away. And she was young, and she was beautiful, and she was not in bad health. And she slipped away in her sleep. She left. You know, the angels came and they took her. And I was just shocked, you know, when I heard the news. A family member called me and said, you lost, you know, a very important family member. And I just sat there. I was in the car. And I just, you know, looked up to God. I said, why? You know, why did she have to leave? And I heard God say, we needed her here with us. So this life that we're in right now is very, very short. Goes very, very fast. And we have to let go and let the energy come in, the omnipresent of God, and really understand that it's in the humbleness, it's in the kindness, it's in the service that we can expand and be exuberant and ecstatic and joyful and praising God, honoring God, loving God, and actually finding that miracle. And the miracles actually open up the messages of where we are in the here and the now. And I think about all the times that I had with her as a child, and all the times recently that we just had these small little exchanges going on, and how they were so amazing, so brightened up my life and my heart. Even though they were very small exchanges throughout the years, they were amazing exchanges from the angels. So tonight I want to say how much I love all of you for following me, how much it brings so much happiness to have this show, how much that you guys don't know that we have my little sister. We have another producer who I just love and adore. Shouting out to her. She knows who she is. And shouting out to Dan Gilman, who helps and puts his time and energy into this show. And Blog Talk Radio. And all of you that listen to the Medical Intuitive Show and have been following me since almost like, my God, I think I started in 2018. And how much that we all are a part of this awakening. You all are rock stars. That everybody here in this time, in this space, in this universe is important. And that God hears all of you. God loves all of you. And God wants to communicate with all of you. And God hears all of you. And God loves all of you. So let's just take a moment and put your hand over your heart. Say who I am and who I am becoming. I am embracing all of my gifts. I know that God hears me. I know that my higher dimensional beings love me. I know that the messages are coming in to me. I know that I am arriving. I am becoming. I'm embracing the love and the joy. I'm excited about communicating more to my guides. I'm excited about communicating more to God. I'm excited about communicating more to the higher angels. I'm excited about being in the fifth dimensional world and healing. I'm excited about receiving my healing. I'm excited about loving others. I'm excited about accepting others. I'm excited about not being judgmental of others. And I'm so excited about thanking God, praising God. Even before I've seen my miracle or had the situation come to me before I receive what my needs are supposed to be, I know that they will be received. I know that God will take care of me because I'm already thankful for it. Amen. So I want to say that finding healing is joyful. Finding healing is beautiful, and finding healing can happen. We just have to be open to it, and we have to understand that our brothers and sisters are here for us. They do. They love us. They want to help us. It's important to understand that people are here for you, and they love you. It's awakening yourself to understanding that people want to help you and love you. So tonight on the show, you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Got in to our station. The number is 515-605-9709, and we do have a lot of people on the line already to come on. I want to hear about a miracle that has happened to your life, some kind of light that has shined upon you, something where you were pulled out of, that you may have been at your last, you know, dark soul of the night, you know, maybe something that you thought never could come, you know, to fruition. Now, maybe you only had a dollar left, or maybe, you know, a brother or sister you never thought would have a miracle happen, or maybe they never would have made it out, you know, of jail, or maybe, you know, they were so sick they never would be able to recover from cancer. Or so I've had so many miracles happen. I've seen, witnessed so many clients of mine pull through. I've witnessed so many miracle healings. I've witnessed, I mean, thousands and thousands of healings. And I praise God for all of those witnessings that I have seen, anointings that I have seen. I've seen the anointing of people. And these miracles that happen every day and the magic that God gives us, and in this fifth dimension healing, and people that are open to this, I know it right away. I see it right away. For instance, a couple people in the last few weeks came to me with some pretty grim situations, and I knew right away, because I could hear a whisper in my ear, that they would be healed. And they were told that they would not be healed. And I know that they are being healed. And one person particularly that was coming into the office, she just told me that she's completely healed. And so these are profound, profound healings that are coming from. So this is really, really exciting. And the person was already thanking God, but was told that she would not be healed. So, and you know, this goes back to the work when I first started 9 years ago when I was doing this work, 9 years ago when people were coming into me and saying, I have colon cancer, I have breast cancer, of this and that. And I would hear a message in my ear, a whisper, and they would say, they're healed. They're healed. And I would say, say you're healed. And they'd say, but Kimberly, I'm told I'm not going to be healed. I'd say, they're telling me you're healed. And they'd say, I'm healed. They're saying, say, I'm thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, I'm healed. And they'd say, thank you, God, I'm healed. Thank you, God, I'm healed. And I'd say, what is your feeling about the Holy Spirit? What is your feeling about God? And they'd say, I love God. I'm very spiritual. I don't practice religion, but I love God. I'm so spiritual. I said, can you say that you're thankful to be healed? Can you say that you're thankful to be healed? And they say, I can do that. As they're going through the treatments, as they were doing their work with the regular doctors, they made the commitment to say that every day. So whatever your situation that you're going through right now, even if you're not sick, but maybe an emotional trauma, maybe you're having hard luck with getting a job, whatever it may be, making that commitment to say, I'm thankful, I am healed, I'm in gratitude, it will turn around, it will. So thank you for listening to the guides. Thank you for listening to the channeled message right now that we're having. We're going to go to a quick break right now, and then we're going to come back and listen to some of your miracles and your questions for the guides. And you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith, and we're so grateful that you're with us tonight, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website,
at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to that commercial. I just want to remind everybody a couple announcements before we start taking our call-ins, because we have a good amount of time for our call-ins today. I'm going to be in Marin County at the New Living Expo, and that is starting April 19th to the 21st. I'll be doing three workshops. So the New Living Expo, if you go to my website and you sign up at thehealingtrilogy.com, you'll see my events calendar, and that's the New Living Expo, and tickets are selling fast. My rooms fill up really fast, and I will be doing VIP sessions there, very few. And so if you live up in that area, I don't often go there, but once a year, that is the San Rafael Marin County area. And that's going to be super fun. I'm also going to be on Coast to Coast AM, which is this coming Monday. So if you're planning on doing a one-on-one Zoom session with me, or office session, you might want to book those sessions tonight, because sometimes when I go on Coast to Coast, we kind of get filled up a bit with sessions. I do 30-minute session, half-hour sessions, and we do 60-minute session Zooms, and we also do the office sessions. And when you're on our events calendar, please check out one of our favorite groups, which is the Mother Mary Co-Healing event, and that's coming up very soon, April 13th. We're honoring Mary Magdalene. Thank you for those listening to our event calendar, and we're going to start taking some calls now, which is our favorite part of the show, and going to see if Dan has just lined up.
Yes, good evening, Kimberly.
Hi, Dan. Hi, so happy you're here with us.
So happy to be here.
Thank
you. And we have our first caller, Val from New York. Val, you're on with Kimberly Meredith.
Hi there. Thank you. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing great, Val. You know, never been better. I really have the fire of the Holy Spirit with me, getting ready to go out on book tour. And I've really been healing up. Lots of people through the Holy Spirit. People are really feeling the healing, and I'm excited to take your call.
Amen, and thank you. And I'd like to say two things before I get into my question. One, I'm very sorry for your losses, of your family members.
Very, it's very, yeah, Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So what is your miracle? Do you have a miracle to share?
Yes, I do. Well,
wonderful.
Okay. This isn't directly me. Well, I mean, I feel like there are many blessings and miracles in my life. And some people think a miracle, oh, I'm going to win the lottery. That's a miracle. Or, I'm going to get that person back that I lost, you know, that I just broke up with. Yeah, sure, that's a miracle, but some people don't really, this miracle, you'll see why I look at it a little bit different. My cousin, many, many years ago, something had happened. She had taken a medication, but it was not working well with her, and she was outside. It was the summer, dead of summer, and she passed out from, you know, just different reactions, whatever. And when she was found, she had already lost a lot of oxygen. They brought her to the ER. The doctor said she's not going to make it. Well, her family and myself as well, but her direct family, like her parents, sister, you know, they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And she was left with some disabilities. You know, her life is a struggle, but the doctor said there's no way she made it other than a miracle. And it was more than one doctor. So even though it put maybe a little pressure, I don't want to use the word pressure on her family, but it also brought them closer together. So there's a miracle. She lived, and yes, she has a very hard life, and I don't know what the word, I don't want to say slow, but I think you get what I'm saying.
No, I know what it is.
I don't want to use any negative.
Yeah.
But that was a miracle.
That definitely was a miracle. There's anytime somebody has a concussion or loses the oxygen for too long, there is a disability going on, but they're showing me the sign of the Christ consciousness. God came through her body and saved her life. So that is definitely a miracle. And I'm so happy that God came in and saved her. And,
amen.
So thank you for sharing that beautiful
You're
miracle.
You're welcome.
That is beautiful. And what's your other question you want to ask us?
Okay. This is personal. I would like to know, there is a situation I've been trying to fix, and it's with someone from my past. And I don't really want them back as a boyfriend. we had a lot of stupid things that were done, and it carried on over years. Some time has gone by, reached out a couple times, but with a lot of, I was very in depth with what I've said. Waited a little while on and off. Just sent a text yesterday. Kept it super light, super, hey, would love to just hear how life's going.
So the best thing to do is just ask the question, because we want to take a lot of calls.
Oh, I'm
we
sorry.
Have a lot
okay, okay. Yes,
so we
yes,
just
yes.
want one question,
okay.
just so
all
everybody
right.
on the line that can hear us, just one
okay.
quick question. And then so my guys are already coming in and answering the question. That's how
okay.
fast we are. So you just you can just ask the one question. They're already writing down answers.
Okay.
So you can just
all
ask
right.
the one quick question.
Okay. Was it read? Will I get a response? I guess that's all one.
Go ahead and just ask me one quick question.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't hear me. I'm sorry. I said, was it read? Will I get a response?
But you have to have a formulated question for us. We don't understand what that means.
Was
so please have a formulated
message,
question for us.
Will I get a response to my text message? I don't know if it was received.
Okay. You know, they're not really answering that. They're just talking about some person that could. Yeah. So from now on, whoever comes on, please have a formulated question. So
will
I don't
I
know
get
about
a
response
to my
to text? A text message. Yeah.
I mean, will I hear back from him? I guess that's as direct as I can ask. I don't know.
They're saying yes, and they're saying this person is a soul-connecting person, this person that you are. Are you seeing this person? Because they're telling me this person is a person that was like a soul-connecting person to you.
That's how I feel. He's from my past. We had a lot of years of craziness. It's been a while since we've been together. We've both been through a lot grown up, but still a little hostile, and I sent the text.
Yeah.
Just tried to keep it very light this time, no in-depth stuff. And I'm just...
So they're just telling me the person you're talking about, you want to ask me one more question because they're not giving me a lot of information, just that Yeah, okay. If you're going to get a text back, the guys are really not concerned about that so much. Okay. They're just telling me this person is someone that's a soul mate or a soul tie with you.
Okay, so when will we, if he's a soul tie, will we get back together, I guess? I don't know how else to ask.
Well, I mean, you can ask the guys, are you supposed to be with this person?
Okay, am I supposed to be with this person?
I'm not getting a great energy about it in the long run.
Okay.
You're not responding much about that.
No, I said, okay. I'm just thinking, I mean, so you don't, not in the long run. I mean, I would like to be friends with them, if nothing more. But
well, that's where we're getting the soul tie. That's a soul tie. That's somebody that you become friends with, that you've gone out with.
Oh, okay. I
well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You could book a 30 minutes. Since there's a lot of questions around this relationship and you're kind of not really responding back and forth too much, I can't stay on for like 10 minutes.
No, so I understand.
You want to book a 30-minute session? I'd love to do that with you. Or you could do a 60-minute session with me.
Okay. And
okay, thank you so much.
Your website. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. TheHealingTrilogy.com.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
Okay, Kimberly, we have Donna on the line. Donna, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, my miracle, I don't know if it's a miracle, but it's really different what happened to me. I was so sad because a friend committed suicide, and then my nephew, he was 18, he got into a tragic accident, and my heart was just so sad. And I don't know, all of a sudden, you know, I was sitting up in my bed and experiencing this, and it was almost like it was going to beat me to death in the heart center. And all of a sudden, it's like a tunnel. There was somebody rolling in the tunnel, and then I opened my eyes, and he was right there, and he was in black and white robes, the most beautiful face I'd ever seen in my entire life, hair like to the chin, no beard or anything, but just beautiful. And after that, my heart just released completely. And that never happened to me before, but it happened to me. So I kind of think of it as like a miracle that this person from the other side came into my life and helped me, you know, get rid of that pain in the heart area, you know?
Yeah, he connected to you from the other side.
Yeah, it was just beautiful. My question
definitely.
To you is, I'm having problems financially. I'm on a, fixed income. It's not much.
Yes.
And I've been just, my credit cards are all maxed out. I don't know. I'm just paying the minimum. But, I need a miracle to come in for me. You know, maybe a windfall or anything. You know, I enter these raffles and things like that, hoping that, you know, something will come my way and I can get rid of all this debt. You know, I owe people, and it's just not good. Oh.
Are you working at all? Because you're giving me the sign of spirituality. Are you doing anything for work or service to bring money in?
I volunteer helping my neighbor. He's 89 years old. I do the shopping for him. I cook for him. I clean for him. I do all this. I don't get paid, but he's a friend. He's all by himself. He's low income. You know, he's not that well. You know, he's kind of hunched over because of his back, and he just has problems. So I help him.
So you want to ask the guys if you're supposed to. So what I do for people that are going through something like this, because in order to, you know, lottery and things like that, the guys are saying that's not really going to bring funds in right now if you're having a financial difficulty right now, because 2025 is not going to get any easier. So what I would ask the guys, you know, for just a quick question right now on air, do you want me to take action? So taking action is super important when you're getting in some sort of debt. So 1 to 5, do you want to ask the guys real quick? Should I look for something part-time, bring in some funds? You know, do you want to ask them that, or do you want to ask a couple questions like that before we go to the next caller?
Okay, I can't really work, though, because I get housing. And if I work, then the housing goes up and the money goes to the housing. And then, you know, I don't benefit from it. But, I'm kind of hoping, not so much the lottery, but maybe a raffle or a windfall or personal come into my life, maybe. Huh?
The last woman in the life of answer. And you're not going to like my answer either. And I can only speak from the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. So the answers can't be what you want them to be. The answers can only be what God is saying. And so the answers, mm-hmm. they don't like to get money. Mm-hmm. They're not liking that way to pay off bills.
Mm-hmm. But maybe I can do what you said earlier, God, and in prayer
Yes, but God wants you to take action too. So in order to clear some of the bills, you also have to thank God and take action.
Okay. I don't know how to take action though, but okay, I'll think about it because, like I said, I can't work really.
But
I'm sorry, you keep going in and out.
Do a session with me to make a list of things. Maybe there's ways around to figure this out.
Okay, thank you, Kimberly. Thank you.
Hey, Kimberly, are you there? Hello? Kimberly? I think we might have lost Kimberly. Hold on, I'm going to try to get her back.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you, and we're live. Are you there, Kimberly? I think we lost Kimberly, or she's there. I would try to call back. I think you'll need to call back into the studio, because I can barely hear you. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get Kimberly back on.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store.
Okay, I think we have Kimberly back. Kimberly, are you back?
Yes, I am
excellent.
Back.
We can hear you.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we have, we have Ricky. Ricky, you are live with Kimberly.
Hi, Ricky.
Kimberly.
Hi.
So it's not necessarily my miracle. We lost my little brother when he was 17, a month before his 18th birthday. But he had found God. His whole life he didn't believe there was such a thing. And I think that when he finally found him and got baptized, God said, I need to bring him home so I don't lose him again. And I think that's kind of how it worked. And in the process, it made me I went from cold-hearted and self-centered to extremely emotional. I'm more connected with everything. I mean, I was never an emotional type of person. And so, I mean, it's kind of a miracle, but it's kind of not.
Yeah, I understand.
And the question I had for you, I was just curious if maybe, just maybe, my little brother is possibly there and speaking to you. This is the first time I've ever done this, so I'm not quite sure how it works.
Yeah, okay. What's your little brother's name?
His name is Zachary.
Okay, Zachary. I can try to see if he'll come in. So, Zachary. It's pretty quick for people to come in if they want to come in. If he wants to come in, he will. If he is coming in, he's coming in as a four, and he's saying 333 because he wrote down three threes. And he's also saying to me, he had, I don't know what he died of, but they're telling me it was pretty hard death.
Yes.
That was like a tragic death, he's saying. But he's telling me the Trinity sign, which is a triangle. He's saying, you know, I made it to, I didn't, he wants to tell you, even though it was tragic, I made it to Jesus Christ. I'm with the Lord. He's saying, I watch over the family. He's saying, he says, I'm going to see you again. You'll be sure of that. Like that, he's saying, I'm going to see you again. You'll be sure of that sooner than you know, meaning that's a lot of information, which I'll be talking more about on Monday night on Coast to Coast. I'll be revealing more about that.
Okay.
So he's revealing that to you right now. He's saying, oh, he's blinking my eyes like a dove, the Holy Spirit. So he's happy that you're kind of understanding that. I don't know if you know what that means.
I don't.
Meaning this is not it. He's on the other side. So you're asking to talk to him to the other side, so he's on the other side.
Okay.
So you do know. You're saying you don't know, but you do know. He's talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just unsure. I wanted to make sure that he did make it, and you know,
well, he is making it. He's talking to you from the other side.
Awesome.
You're saying you don't, but you do know. So he's saying you do know. So I don't know. You want to ask another question before you go to the next caller?
Yeah, I was just curious. My youngest son, we named after him. And my youngest son was in the living room giggling and playing, and he said it was Uncle Zach. I just want to know, was he here in my house?
I don't know what you mean.
Did he come to visit spiritually? Did he come to my house? And
when?
It was probably about a year ago. His nephew.
Yeah, he's saying he didn't say that he came. He's coming in and out probably all the time and watching over you because that's why I said family. He's watching the family, but I don't know exact date when he's coming to your house.
Okay.
So he does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he does check in then.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to ask? Because it sounds like you don't believe that he's checking on you. Because he is.
Well, I'm,
yeah, it sounds like you're doubting that he's making contact with you for some reason. And he doesn't like that. Because he's saying he was a four, which he's a kind, loving, sensitive person. He came in the world. He's also saying the 333s, which is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So I don't know if your family believed in God or was of Jesus or Christ, but he was. He is now. He's on the other side with Christ.
Well, I've always been so hesitant and skeptical
Then why are you calling in this show that's a God show?
Well, I believe in God, and I pray to God every single night. Yes. Yeah, no, I absolutely believe in God. And so I was just, I've never.
No, it's okay because I'm the kind of psychic that only works with God and the Holy Ghost. I'm a prophecy psychic. So I only channel through the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's just who I am. No, absolutely. And I just was, I guess, looking for confirmation and make sure that he's happy and was wondering if he does visit me, you know, stuff like that. Just curious.
No, he's the thing. I know. I'm sure. Yeah, and you can't see me because if you saw me, I'm blinking and sign languaging. So that's just the kind of sign person I am. The only last thing he's just showing me are signs of 11. So he's just showing me 11. So I don't know what that means for you, but he's just saying 11, 11, 11. So I don't know. That's all he's saying.
It could be my oldest daughter because my oldest daughter is 11.
And saying 11.
And he's been gone 11 years. And he died a few months after my daughter was born. So that could be 11 could be a number that I could see him using, maybe for that specific reason.
Yeah, but his main thing is that, you know, he's just, you know, he's just saying over and over again, you know, that everything's good. It's all good on the other side. It's better over there than here.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I have to agree with him. I bet it is.
No, I'm glad you called in, and I hope to see you soon. All right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I do get his brother is really watching over the family, though. We have another caller.
We have another caller. We've got Debbie from New Orleans. Debbie, you are on with Kimberly.
Hi, thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. I am a trans channel. I think you guys all got to look that up tonight. Different than a psychic, different than a medium. Look up trans channeler.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, my miracle, and you know what? I have many,
yes,
so I'm going to just, the one I'm picking is one time I was in the bathtub and my cat came in, and I know that God gets, you know, through with the animals. And she was making this weird noise, and she'd never made a noise before. So I throw shampoo bottles at her, like, let me take a bath. Come on, get out of my way. And I was so aggravated, and then the phone rang on top of it. I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm getting up. I got out of the bathtub, and she's running to this window, and she's going back and forth, back and forth. So I answer the phone. Can you hold on? My cat's going crazy. Somebody was breaking in. And not only did she do that, but then the phone rang too. And I screamed and they called the police. Literally, he was taking off the screen when I looked out.
Oh, my God. That is a miracle. And your kitty, the kitty cat is a soulmate. I keep getting the eights. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That you knew each other before in a past life. And it was a familiar.
So like
saving your life.
A barbecue parking lot, and I said, God, I am not going to go chase after this cat because I've done it before, you know, and you trap them and everything. But I said, if she will meet me halfway, I will take her. And she met me halfway. She came to my car door, and I would just put her in the car, and that was it. And then she saved me.
That's amazing. What a beautiful story to share for all of us tonight. I love that. I don't know if you've read my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension.
I want to get it.
Yeah. I think you'd like the read. It's also an audio. But my second near-death experience, my dog was an 80-pound American Bulldog, Pit. And I wasn't supposed to go pick him up out of the pound, but I got him, Rocky. Yeah. He was too big and for me to handle. And I didn't know he had been a fighter dog. And the gardener had lunged forward I think the gardener was afraid of him, and because he was coming, you know, blowing the leaves, and Rocky was protecting me, and he looked afraid of him, and he pushed the blower in his face, and Rocky lunged for him, and he threw me into the middle of the street, and I landed on the back of my head, and it cracked open my skull. Oh, and Rocky, instead of running off the leash, he could have ran away because he wasn't trained yet. He still was just from the pound not too long. He ran over and jumped on my body as I laid in the middle of the street, and my head was bleeding, and he laid over my body, and my fiance at the time said there were cars coming directly right for me.
Aww.
And the cars could have killed us both, but they stopped. And I was unconscious for a very long time. And so animals, they know instinctively all these ways to rescue us. And so that was a miracle in itself.
Aww.
And that was my second near-death experience. That was literally the big time that I had went to the other side. But your story is really incredible. I mean, I really felt the chills when you were telling it. So thank you for sharing that.
Aww.
Do you have another question you want to ask us?
Yeah, I've been feeling like, and I'm in a group where we do muscle testing and stuff, and my leader thought that I might have, I guess you can call her a prayer group leader, fibromyalgia. I'm always stiff, you know, and achy. And I was just wondering if you think I do have it.
Well, let's ask the guides. They would know.
Okay.
So from 1 to 5, it's in the middle. So they're not saying you have it like 5 extreme or 4. They're saying 3. So it may be more of like an arthritic situation.
Yeah.
It could be caused from water, not enough vitamins, not enough magnesium, potassium. You know, I'm not 100% convinced it's fibromyalgia. When you say it, my eye's going no, you know, because everything's organic with me, the left and the right eye blinking. If I was to scan you, I am, like, just from over the phone right now, going around your thyroid a little bit.
Yeah.
And I am going into your gut health, and I am asking them about your vitamins, her vitamins. 100% working for her. They're saying not 100%. You're getting like a 2.5 absorption.
Wow.
And then what kind of water do you drink?
I've been drinking Iceland water, but not good. I haven't been good.
That's a 2.
Yeah. Oh.
So if your body's not if your body's not absorbing the right kind of water, supplements, minerals, vitamin intake, you're going to start feeling achy, arthritic eventually, especially if you're over a certain age, women.
Yeah.
And some women I have women in their 80s standing on their head still doing handstands. I mean, can be a person with not any kind of joint pain and stuff if you're on the right routine.
Okay.
Can you 1 to 5, can we reverse this? They're saying, they're giving me a 4. So yeah, we could take you from a 3 to a 4 pretty quickly with moving some things around. I just would need at least, you know, 30 minutes with you to figure out of everything that you're doing and maybe move some things around, or maybe some things you're not doing and put some things to have you do.
Okay.
You know, and that's well worth it to feel better.
Thank you. So I would call your office for that.
I don't take calls. We do have an office, but it's best just to go straight to my website, thehealingtrilogy.com. I mean, I do have a call line where people call if they're switching their appointments. They do switch them online also, but basically my website is my booking system, and people just go there very easily and make appointments. And right now we have a lot of specials going on. And it's very easy, 30-minute appointments, 60-minute appointments. And most people that work with me in the Healing Trilogy, tend to get healed pretty quickly if they follow through with all of the supplements and arrangements that we do. And I also am a healer, so we do healing too. And they are saying there's, when I say dehydrated, even though you may be drinking water, they're still saying there's dehydration going on. And also food, you know, there's food stuff happening too that might be causing some flare-ups.
I've taken care of my mom.
I mean, I
too,
am
so I'm
the world. I mean, I am the world's most respected medical intuitive in the world. Did you know that?
I believe it. I mean,
I'm the revolutionary world's most respected medical intuitive in the world. That's what it says on my book, and it's published from Penguin Random House, Hay House, and St. Martin's Press. And I'm all around the country. I mean, it's in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I mean, a client of mine said, Kimberly, did you know that your book has that? And it's forwarded by Dr. C. Norman Shealy, MD, PhD.
Oh, I love him,
I said, I know. And I said, I do know it does say that. And she goes, "That's you got to live up to that now, Kimberly." I was laughing. I said, I know when it was happening, you know, a few years back and I was getting tested and I was doing all that. And then actually when it's like, it's hard sometimes to see that's on the front cover of the book. And I'm like, well, I guess I have to live up to that. Yeah. Anyway, I'm making a joke, but it's not a joke actually, because the guides do, do a very thorough job. They do. I can't say I do, but they do.
Okay. No, I appreciate you. I take a lot of vitamins, and I'm sure I'm not taking, I'm not eating good, though. I know I'm not eating good and drinking enough water for sure. And there's some emotional, you know, stressors. So there's that too.
You know, also I want to say, I know we're doing a longer call with you, but I love talking to you. I love talking to everybody here tonight. I love everybody, Ricky, everybody. But the thing is, it's important that there's so many vitamins out there. And just because one person's vitamin works for someone doesn't mean that's going to work for you. And a lot of vitamins have dyes. A lot of medication has dyes. Some of my poor clients are on these different types of medications. And they're like, did you know my medication I take every day has a red dye in it? And I'm like, you know what?
Oh, wow.
We can fix that. Because your medication could be called in as a different color. And they're like, oh, my God, this is incredible. So there's so many things that we can figure out and not get all stressed out about. And also, I know it's like there's so many things that can be moved around, and you wouldn't even think about it, but my guides do because they're so nosy. And they go through every little thing. And it's like once they figure these things out, then you have your own little program, because not every program is going to be the next person's program. So, so it's like everything we go through. And so that's what's important to figure out for you. Right now to the next 10 years, this is the time to clean everything up. And you just said something important. You know, I have a lot of clients who have high cholesterol. They eat well. They're in good shape. They're thin. Do you think that if you're thin and you're exercising and you eat good and everything, that you still would have great cholesterol? No, you still could have, you could have bad cholesterol and still with all eating well. And, you know, so sometimes doctors will say, you're right, Kimberly, even if somebody is eating well and exercising, I still have clients that come in with bad cholesterol. Why do you think?
Because your body makes it.
And what do you think is causing the bad cholesterol? Stress.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep. Yeah.
If you're stressed, you're still going to produce bad cholesterol. You start having bad cholesterol. So you got to figure out, increase the stress also.
Yeah.
Besides.
I'm pretty sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have bad cholesterol, but they're saying.
It's a little high.
They gave you a 3. Yeah. In the middle of the 1 to 5. Yeah.
No wonder. I was wondering why your body would make it. That makes sense. Thank you. I was like, I'm very analytical. I like to know why that happens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because if sometimes people are passing, you know, I don't want to talk too much about passing away, but sometimes people will say, well, I don't know how that person passed away. They were thin, they didn't have any heart thing, but had a lot of stress. So we got to alleviate the stress. I mean, it's just, in my book, I talk about
it's
living
bad.
In the fifth dimension. Yeah. And the different things about the fifth dimension, and goes from toothpaste to meditation to, it's like an all around 101 Boy Scout, Girl Scout book of being
okay.
Living an organic lifestyle. Yeah.
Okay. And I think I was in it and I kind of popped out just due to some life changes that were necessary,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that it's right there to return, but, you know,
yeah.
it was just an obligation that I had to do.
Oh, my book.
I have to do.
My book? My book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're living,
oh, yeah,
yeah, living in the fifth dimension. Yeah. Yeah, my
yeah.
book's not going anywhere. It's going to be out there, but I just want to say I'm so happy you called in. Thank you for calling in. And I know I'll catch up with you later. Definitely hit my website, everybody, thehealingtrilogy.com. Definitely sign up on our newsletter. You get a happy surprise when you sign up on the newsletter. You get a free gift of my voice singing with Stephen Halperin. Not that you want to hear my voice again, but it's me and Stephen Halperin. He's the godfather. I don't know if you guys know this Stephen Halperin. He's amazing. He does like all kinds of spiritual music. We did an album together a few years ago, an album called Angel Awakening. It's really beautiful. You're going to get several tracks of that, which is very calming and soothing. And I wrote the music to it. I mean, I didn't write the music. I wrote the lyrics to it. And it's me, my second album out. And I tend to make a third album coming out. So I love doing music. And it's very calming and soothing. And you can meditate to it. Also, the Awakening to the Fifth Dimension book is on audiobook. A lot of people like buying the book and the audiobook. Appreciate your reviews. If you have time, if you want to write a review for me, we really love it. I'm in the process of writing my next book. And thank you so much for listening to the show tonight. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you for dealing with me being a trans-channeler. And I love you all. I appreciate you all. We'll be back on air March 26th with an amazing author and global speaker, Brandi Gilmore. She's going to be our guest, and she is an amazing, amazing lady. We're so happy to have her. Keep the faith. Keep the love for God. God loves you. I love you. Thank you for being on the Medical and Truth Miracle Show tonight. And I'll see you on March 26th. And maybe you can listen into our Coast to Coast on Monday night. Thank you, everybody. Love you.